We are going to spend some time tonight talking to you about a system that you hear a lot about, but you may not know the full story behind how it all started. Amber Alerts play a critical role in finding missing children across the country. The alert shows up on your phone, on highway signs, here on television. But unlike silver alerts for elderly people or blue alerts for police officers, Amber Alerts are not named after a color. They are named after a little girl from Texas, just 9 years old, who in 1996 went for a bike ride and she never came home. News Nation correspondent Marky Martin is joining us live now from Arlington, Texas. Marky, we have seen the good that can come from this system, Amber's story inspired, but after all of these years, her killer has never been caught.
Marnie, Amber Hagerman's life was short, but man, is her legacy long-lived. And right off the top here, I want to paint the scene for you. We're standing right in front of Amber's memorial. You can see her painting behind me. And in fact, just about 20 minutes ago, family members, including an uncle, showed up to light those candles and pay their respects. And as you mentioned, it was 26 years ago today when that 9-year-old little girl was riding her bicycle in this very parking lot when she was abducted and brutally murdered. Her case still has never been solved. But those Amber Alerts that would later be named after her have helped bring more than 1,000 other children back home.
January 13th, 1996, in Arlington, Texas, 9-year-old Amber Hagerman and her little brother Ricky go for an afternoon bike ride from their grandparents' house around 3 o'clock. Winters here often let kids play outside.
At some point, Ricky returned, and Amber stayed here and continued riding her bicycle.
A lone eyewitness to Amber's abduction telling police he saw a black truck approach as she rode in the parking lot across from his house, watching in horror as the young girl went from carefree to kidnapped in the blink of an eye.
The suspect ran up behind her, grabbed her under her arms, and lifted her off of the bicycle.
4 days later, Amber's body was found in a creek bed a few miles from where she was taken. The medical examiner announcing the cause of death, cut wounds to the throat. 26 years later, her killer has never been caught.
I miss her every day. She's just so full of life, and I want to know why. Why her? She was only a little girl.
Family and investigators still haunted by the unknown, hoping Amber's killer is somewhere out there, growing more guilty with age.
I was actually working that day.
Sergeant Ben Lopez was on duty when that call came in. He became an original member of the task force assigned to Amber's case.
I would love to be able to give Donna and Ricky and the rest of the members of their family the answer to the question that they would like to know. And of course, that is, who did this to Amber, and bring that person to justice.
In the months following Amber's 1996 murder, Dallas area broadcasters worked with local police to establish the now widely known Amber Alert system. It would take almost 10 years before every state adopted it, Hawaii becoming the last. To date, 1,085 children have been recovered through the Amber Alert system. Most recently, Noah Claire from Tennessee. The 3-year-old and his cousin, coincidentally named Amber, kidnapped by his biological father and taken to California. We spoke to Noah's uncle in the wake of their safe return.
Do you think Noah would be safe at home right now if it hadn't been for the Amber Alert that was issued for him?
I don't know. I kind of hate to think of that because my family would obviously be distraught.
Miss you.
It took around 11 days to get that Amber Alert issued for Noah. We believe that was far too long given the circumstances. In 2 or 3 days, he was able to travel from Tennessee up to Kentucky, all the way out to California.
One glaring issue at the center of the system is that each state sets its own criteria for activating an Amber Alert. Some states require proof of abduction, others don't. For example, in Texas, an Amber Alert was issued for 3-year-old Lena Keel, despite no evidence she'd been taken at the hands of someone else.
We are not treating it as an abduction right now. We are treating it as a missing person.
Michael Vaughn, a 5-year-old missing from Idaho since July, has yet to receive an Amber Alert. State criteria there are stricter. The Department of Justice warning against the overuse of Amber Alerts so as not to desensitize the public receiving them. Despite discontinuity from state to state, more than 1,000 reunited families now thankful for its existence.
It's another legacy for my daughter that she didn't die in vain. She is still taking care of our little children as she did when she was here. And I'm very, very proud of my daughter and for all she has done for our children here.
And as we all know, the Amber Alert really has become that push alert that just stops you in your tracks. It almost takes your breath away when it comes through. Lots of families fighting for more continuity within the program nationwide. And lastly, Marnie, one thing I did want to tell you, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children shared that almost 99% of all Amber Alert cases get resolved.
The system works. Marky, I am hopeful. Especially recently, we're seeing all of these cases, decades-old cases, being solved through DNA, through new technology. Are detectives working this case, coming upon any new clues, able to track down or get closer to Amber's killer?
So Arlington police have come forward and said they're really working with very little evidence in this case. But in last year's 25th anniversary press conference, which you heard part of in that piece, they did reveal that for all of this time, they have had some small piece of evidence that they have held very close to the chest that they were hoping, as technology, you know, kept advancing with the years, they would be able to come forward and create a DNA profile from that. But there's a lot of details, too, that they haven't revealed, knowing that one of these days, if somebody came forward and disclosed that information, they would know they either had their guy or somebody that knew something. And in fact, Marnie, the one lone eyewitness that I mentioned to lived in that house right behind me. That was his property where he watched Amber get abducted from this parking lot. We found his new family home just yesterday, left our business cards and a note. And the family got back. He has since passed away. But at this time, we do not know if there have been any new leads in this case.
Such a tragedy, but so much good has come from Amber's story, and there is always hope. Marky Martin, thank you.